Right. Good question to ask. Fair question. Kachi kachi. Yeah. Yeah. Aza Makoman Shel Zvachim. What do you mean? Yeah, I think so, because here he's using the term Zvachim, I think, as opposed to Menachos. It's in contrast to Menachos. So it's Ezer Mekomet Shel Zvachim. So their Shechita is B'Tzafon, their Kibul Daman is B'Kli Shareis B'Tzafon. And then where does their Dam go? Bein Habadim. Yeah, it is an extra. Let's think about it. That's an expression. It is an interesting expression. Okay. So. But 1 second. Something I'm looking for. Where does he say that openly? 1 second. I know he says it here somewhere. Give me a second. Where'd it go? Yeah, I thought there was a more open statement, but you could figure it out anyhow. Yeah. 1 second, I don't know why I'm having a problem here finding this stuff. What's going on here? Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. It could be I'm in my head. I'm thinking the Ram should have said ain't kachi ain't see, but maybe yellow kachi kachim. But it doesn't say it open like that. But it is true. Okay. Me'ila. Okay? Need a Gemara Mila. First off. Yeah. No, Erichim won't help me. Creases. Meila. I like Meila. Nice Masech. Okay, so if you take a look, Beis Hamad Aleph, the first Tosis in Masechta, Kachei Kadashim, Kigon Chatas Va'ashon V'Shalmei Tzibor, Sheyesh Behen Mi'ila, Ad Sheyeh Behen Shas Eter L'Kohanim, Da'ayin El'achar Zrika, Da'ad Shas Zrika, Mikru Kachei Hashem, Uve'emurim Af La'achar Zrika, Aval bekotchim kalim, ein bahen niila ad laachar zrika. Sheaz huvrar chela gavoa. Vaaz yesh miila be morehen. See how Tosa says that? Sheaz huvrar chela gavoa. In other words, it's undefined before. There are two things there in this, like, it's hard to put it exactly in exact terms for this situation, but it's like in some kind of embryonic, incipient form. And then the Zrika, it emerges. It's like latent until that moment. So it's not that the Koytos is not learning that the Shem Adam is Mafkia. There's not two defined things there. No. It's Huvrar afterwards. It's undefined. And then the Chal Hashem emerges with Zrika. And therefore you know specifically that's Lashem. Okay, that's Laishim, that's Lashem, and that's La'adam. That's how Tosfos learns. Okay. I don't know if there are other, you know, the other side of the Chakira. I don't know if there are sheets like that, but what's the difference? Okay. So, now with that in mind, so maybe we could just take the next step and simply say that the definition of Kachei Kachim is a carbon where the shame Kodshei Hashem defines the chefta. That's the definer of the chefta shel carbon. That it's Kodshei Hashem. That's Kodshei Kadashim. And Kachim Kalim is where that's absent. Yeah, no, it's a certain status. It's a certain status of a carbon that this carbon is already defined as being Kodshei Hashem. It's Ligavoa. That's what defines it. It's a status. It's a Chal Hashem. And that's what we mean by Kodshei Kadashim. It's not more of a carbon, less of a carbon. If it's Kachikalam or Kachikajam, but it's a certain status. And that status is taught certain halachas. Like it has effects in Me'ilah. It has effects in Shechita and Kabbalah. That's what that Chal Hashem, Kachi Kachim, results. Those are the results of that Chal Hashem. So now we can understand. It's not random that Chatas, Olah, Asham, and Shalmei Tzibor are Kachi Kadashim. No, we understand exactly why that is. Yeah, it's very good. That's the expression in the Gemara by the Kohanim by the Kachi Kachim. It always says Me Shulchan Gavoa Kazachel. Me Shulchan Gavoa Kazachel. As their right to eat is a they are zocha from the Shulchan Gavoah, because that was really the primary designation of this carbon, that it always had the designation of Kachi Hashem. That the difference is, that idea itself, Meshulchan Gavoah Kazachu, shows you. And it's the real essential realization of this carbon was Kachi Hashem. But then the Torah set up the Kohanim having a right to eat from that. But it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachel. And it's when that was realized, when the Shem Kachi Hashem was fully realized, when there was Nasas Mitzvasa in the correct way, then the Kohanim have a right now to partake of that, to partake from the Shulchan Gavoah. Whereas in Shlomim, that really is, and I'm not Shlomim, yeah, in Kachi Kalim, that really is part of the character of the very carbon, that it's going to be Nechal La'odam. Matter of fact, so far to say, this is not true of Shlomo, but let's say Korban Pesach, that Liminuyav is an essential expression of it. So Achilas Adam there is part and parcel of the very fabric of the institution, of the very idea of the carbon, of the Cheftoshal carbon. It's just waiting for Zrika to determine, where those Chaloshemos emerge. But it's in a certain, like I said, an embryonic incipient form prior. That is the nature of that thing. So that's a completely different idea. It's not, you're not sharing in the carbon, Adam and Mizbeach and Shlomim. That's in an essential way that there's a sharing there. In the other one, it's the Kohanim, it's Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachel. It's Kachi Hashem, and the Kohanim is Zocha from that. Okay,
now we're going to tackle the famous
Tosus. Yizeh Mekomen, Kachi Kachim, Shchitasim, B'tzafon. Harav Ephraim, Hoya Medakdek. Mikan, the lo be'inan sakin b'shchita. Yeah, so you got to change the gears here a little bit. The lo be'inan sakin b'shchita, sakin klishares. Right. Mr. Befrayim's position is that you don't require a klishares. Midelo ketani shchitasam beklisharis betzavon kidiksoni gabi kabbalah vekibul dama beklisharis betzavon. Okay, so he was medakdek that it doesn't say shchitasam beklisharis betzavon, but it does say kibul dama beklisharis betzavon. So what do you deduce? That you don't need a klisharis for shchita. Fair enough. Umitokach as yeshapir hoda omer beperakama the chulin kigon shebada krumis shulkana v'shachapa delo boy klisharis. Okay. So we had a good raya from Gemara and Chulin that the guy checked this reed and he did shechita with it in case of kachim. So you see, the low boy, klisharis. The low boy, klisharis. Why? Because it must be that that Gemara is going according to Rebbe, because you can't have a klisharis shalates. I assume that's what Rebbe Ephraim is saying. Right? V'chein mashma k'tzas v'psachem v'perek elu dvarim shaya kolechad mevi sakina mitoch beiso. Okay. Because they went and brought their own knives for the korban pesach. Alright, so it's mashma that's not klisharis. V'ef shalom arkein. Now Tosa says, no, you can't say this. The besof hatoda, uvesof dam chatas, dorish, midichsim vayikaches amacheles, by Avram Avinu, the ola tuuna kli, the alfina minei chulaho. So what's the raya? Unless Tosis maybe holds like this. That you definitely need a kli for shechita. That's even by what? Even by chulin. So why did the Torah stress the fact that Avram took a machelas? Because he wanted to show you that it has to be mugdash lakach. So it means when it says tuna kli, it means it has to be tuna kli sharis. There's no chiddush that needs a kli, because everything needs a kli. Any shechita needs a kli. But maybe vayikach es ha-macheles, the Torah is telling you is that it had to be something that was mugdash lakach. And therefore you could have an idea of kli sharis. Okay. Alright, now Tosus continues. What does he say? He now says, Uvisota perakaya mevi mashma the sakin mekadish leila dam. Now, what does he mean by that? What he means mashma? Now, what's the Gemara that's mashma that mekadish, that the sakin is mekadish leila dam? Right? So if you look in Sota, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, so Tosfos says, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, it says V'nosno l'toch kli shareis u'mekadsho b'kli shareis. All right, and you put the solas in a kli shareis. And then you mekadesh it in the klish, and you mekadesho in the klisharis. So the Gemara says, this is like at the end of the daf, Yudalan on base. Lamali ha kitshachad zimna. What do you have to do this for? You already mekadesh it once before. Midi dahava dam. Dam afagav de kadishte besakin betzavar behema. Dam, even though what? You mekadesh it with the sakin. At the neck of the behema, hada magdish le b'kli shareis, but then you still magdish it in the kli shareis when you do kibul dam. when you write when the dam goes into the kli into the next thing, Kabbalah. Hachanami loshna. Here also no difference. Same thing. So, I mean, it's a little troubling. I mean, no. Why does those say it's mashma? What mashma? Doesn't this Gemara sound openly against Rabbi Ephraim? I mean, what does Rabbi Ephraim even do with this Gemara? Guys, see the problem? Well, isn't it a funny thing to do what twice? Okay, that's a very funny thing, the Makadosh twice. So I guess we're going to have to define that. What does that mean? You're right. We have to explain that. Okay. But also, what does Tosis mean? That it's mashma. What mashma? I never heard of Gemara. That's a bigger raya to a Shita than that one. In fact, what does Rabbi Ephraim do with that Gemara? Okay, and let's take up his final raya, I think. Finally, he says, Va'od bereish hatoda, ika l'man da'amar, sakin alima m'kli shares. That sakin is better than a kli shares. The afa gav de les le toch m'kadcha. That even though a sakin is not, it doesn't have a container, it doesn't contain the dam, it's still Makadish to dam. So it's better than a regular Kli Shares. A regular Kli Shares, it's not Makadish it until the Kli Shares actually holds as a container for the dam. But here, a knife, it doesn't have to be dam, by the way. You could be talking about lechem, something else, okay? I don't know, I'm not going to get to the details over there, the Gemara over there, but the point is that a knife is considered better. Whatever that means. Well, maybe we'll define that. But okay. So what's his raya? That it sounds like that the sakin is makadish, because it sounds like the sakin is being makadish. So it's a kli shares. Or better than a kli shares. It certainly can't be nothing. All right, okay, that seems to be the pshat. Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay? All right, then he starts to deal with Rabbi Ephraim's riots. But let's stop here. We'll come back to that. The next part it tells us. I mean, the question is, let's get down to the basics here. I mean, what is the machlokas Rabbi Ephraim and Bali Tosis? Meaning, what's the machlokas whether or not you need a kli shares for shechita? I mean, that's really the question. Rabbi Ephraim holds no requirement for kli shares. It could be any sakin. Basically, anything that's good for chulin will be good for this. And Bali Tosis say no, it definitely has to be a kli shares. That's the machlokas we have to define. So to help you define this machlokas, so you have to deal with something else about Shechita. There's a famous thing, it's mentioned in a number of places. Yud Dalet Amud Beis is certainly one good place. Okay? As there is also a Tosis there about this. But basically, what does the Gemara say? Shechita lav avodei. Shechita is not an avoda. As Rashi says, I believe, a number of times, why is Shechita lav avoda? Oh, yeah, here it is, Rashi. Mid is kashruba kol apsulim. Okay? And it's kasha bizarre. A regular Jew can do Shechita for kasha. So that's how Rashi always explains Shechita lav avoda. That's kosher bizarre, kosher b'psulim. People who are normally pasul avoda could do shechita. Okay, and as I said, that's an expression. Let me just see if I can find the. Hold on. Yeah, I see the Masoros Hashas. Samaches Samabez and Zvachem, Yuma Membez Amar Aleph, Menachas Daf Hey Amar Aleph, Vav Amar Bez. Okay, a well known principle. Shechita Lavavodi. So, of course, the question is, and yet, we do know that how many avodas are there when it comes to any carbon? There are dalet avodas. What's one of the avodas? Shechita. It's Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. Moreover, you can... All the psulei machshava, pigol, all those things, chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkomo, they're all applicable b'shaz shechita. In order to have machshavas pigol and those types of things, it has to be b'shaz avoda. So what exactly does Gemara mean when it says Shechita Lav Avodahi? So to answer this question, take a look at Menachas. Daf Kuftes. Daf Kuftes. The Gemara Menachas Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara says, so the Gemara here on Kuf Tes, after the second Mishnah, is dealing with the idea that a Kohen that did a Maisa Lavodas Kochavim, okay, whether or not he's ever allowed to be an Oved again in Migdash. Okay? Meaning he was Oved, he did some kind of Avoda to Avodas Kochavim, not in Migdash, wherever. And now he does Tshuva. Okay? Can he now be return and be a Kohen Oved again in the Migdash? Okay? So the Gemara says that if he did Shechita Lavodas Kochavim, okay, he can return. Why? The Gemara says, yeah, you'll take a look at the Gemara. I'm not going to read through the whole Gemara now. But the Gemara says, Delo Avad Shiyaras. Okay? Because Shechita, Rashi says, if he did shiaros, literally means service or administration or some word like that, right? Ushchita lo ikri shiaros. Daha b'migdash k'shera bazar. Oh, again, Rashi. Daha b'migdash k'shera bazar. So the Gemara ends up that shchita, the Gemara says openly, okay, is not considered shiaros. Okay? Right? See, and what it says at the end, the last two lines. Rav Nachman Amar Kabbana Reich Nichoch Lo Ovid Shiaras. Okay? And by the way, the other Madhav doesn't argue. He gives a different reason. Okay? So what does this mean? So you see, Shechita is not considered Shiaras. And Rashi says there, and that's exactly why it's Kosher Bazaar. And we know that the Gemrashi said also that Shechita Lav Avoda is because it's Kasher Bazar. So what's the idea? The idea is like this, is that there's two separate things. One idea is halacha in the chefta shel carbon. A carbon requires dalet avodas. It requires four avodas. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha of a mishares, of doing shiaras, and that a kohen That is a specific idea that certain things are ta'on, a certain kind of a gavra. And that's, of course, mikabbalah ve'elach. Mikabbalah ve'elach requires shiaros, a certain kind of person who is functioning and servicing and ministering before Hashem. So that's halacha in the gavra, shiaros adin the gavra. There is no din shiaros in shechita. In shechita, you simply need a kosher maisa shechita. But there's no halacha of shiaros, and therefore it doesn't require any special gavra to do it. I'm not speculating on why that is now. So, therefore, when the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodahi, the Gemara means from the standpoint of the Oved, from the Gavra. It's not a din of Shiaros. But that has nothing to do with the fact that the Chefetz Shel Korban has Dalet Avodos, these four steps that are necessary in order to be a kosher thing. It just doesn't require shiaros. Anybody could do this avoda. So there's an avoda medina chafza, and then there's an idea of shiaros medina gavra. And that is the difference. That's the difference. And that's why the Gemara says that if a Kohen did shechita, Lavoda Zara, and he does tshuva, he can come back because he didn't get to the step where he did something that's considered shiaros, and then apply shiaros to Avoda Zara as opposed to, you know, Hashem. It's not as what should I say, egregious that it creates a psul gavra. So that is the distinction. And that's what it means. Whenever you see it says Shechita Lav Avoda, do not think it means that Shechita is not an Avoda in the sense of the Maisa HaKorban. Of course it is. And that's why Pigel and all these halachas apply. Shechita Lishma, etc., etc. But it doesn't have a din of Shiaris. Shiaris is halach in the Gavra. Gavra Ove. Okay, so that's just the basic fact, you know, basic ideas that, you know, you should just have in the area of kachin. So now the question is, now let's define Rabbi Ephraim and Balitosis. All right, so you have to say it like this. See, the machlokas emerges first of all, of course, because now you have the dam. Now you have dam existing separate from the behema, the gufa behema. Now it's a separate chafta. It's a chafta shel dam. So the machlokas is like this. The machlokas is what dam requires kiddush. Is it any dam that participates in the Maisa HaKarban, right? It's any dam that participates in the Maisa HaKarban. If you hold that way, then you're going to need a Kli Sharis for Shechita. Because right now you're engaged in the Maisa HaKarban. And this is Dam Shel Maisa HaKarban. So therefore, it has to be Mekudesh. So that's why you have a Kli Sharis. You have to be Mekadesh Leil Dam. Or do I say no? That Dam only requires Kiddush when it becomes Dam Shel Shiaros. And it's only going to be Shiaros once it goes into, as it enters the Kli Sharis. You know, for Kabbalah. Once it gets to the stage of Kabbalah. So that's why you need a Kli Sharis by Kabbalah. Because now you got to be Mekadesh, the Dam Shel Shiaros, that's going to find its Kiyum in Zrikas Mizbeach, the ultimate Shiaros. So therefore, Rebbe Ephraim says, what do I need a kli sharis for shechita? Shechita is just the maisa carbon, but it's not dam shel shiaris yet. Only dam shel shiaris requires kli sharis. You're not going to have the question by the guf, because the guf of behema is mekudesh already. What do you mean? What do you have to be mekadesh the behema again? What would that mean? Now you see the Gemara's expression is mekadesh le dam shevet zavar. The Gemara says openly in Sota. Yeah, you don't need the shechita to be mekadesh the guf of behema. The guf of behema is mekudesh. You're magish it. But now you're creating dam. Dam is going to be used for zrika. Now the question is, at this moment, does this dam have to be makurish? Well, the question is, well, which dam has to be makurish? Any dam that, anytime you have an existence of dam within the context of the Maisa Voda, it should, right? Or do you say no? Only dam shel shiaris. Now, with that in mind, of course, I'm going to leave you off. So, of course, the Gemara in Sota now is really a big kasha against Rebbe Ephraim. I mean, what does he do with that Gemara? The Gemara openly says that even though you're going to be Mekadosh at the Kli, no, but you have to be Mekadosh at Dam, you have to be Mekadosh at Dam Shep at Sofer too. But what does he do with that Gemara? And why did Tosus ask that kasha, like, as a real, why did he say Mashma? What Mashma? It says it openly, Beferish. It's not Mashma. All right, so I'd say for next week, let's go through the rest of the Pshat and Tosas. The main thing is going to be defining the last move of Tosas, when he goes to that Tosefta. That's when he reformulates. And then also, of course, look up the Rambam. It's in Perek Dalet, I think, Halacha Zayin, maybe. The Rambam, and also look at the Ramban on Chulin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, how the Ramban deals with the exact same problems Tosis is dealing with. Take a look at the Ramban. So you got the Ramban and the Rambam, and then that last move. The other stuff is, where Tosis is working out the Pshat. Pretty much. Except to the end, when he brings in Hakriveo Nola Fechasecha. And then take a look at the Rambam and the Ramban. And then feel free, you can go further in the Mishnah. And that'll be plenty for next week. I think Maisa Karbanis, Perek Dalet? Perek Dalet, Halacha Zion? Something like that. No, read through the whole Perek Dalet. Yeah, I assume somewhere. Either there, Gemara and Chulin, I mean, one of these Gemaras.